Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We are honored to be with you today. Thanks for joining us for this last lesson in Exodus. Next week, we begin our study in 2 Corinthians. However, today's lesson is a longer section of verses from Exodus 40, titled Preparing for Worship. I don't know what comes into your mind when you hear that title, but I was reminded of the passage I heard this morning as I was listening to Acts. In chapter 17, Paul is preaching to the people of Athens. Keep in mind, these people were very religious. They had many gods. They even had an altar to the unknown God. They worshiped many gods, but Paul was there to point them to the true God. He shares with them passionately from his heart and gives a very good reason for why you and I and everyone else should worship and live for the true God. Our title is Preparing to Worship, and the motivation Paul gives to turn to Jesus is powerful and will lead you and I to a life of worship. First, I'll put it in my own words. He tells the Athenians, the God who created everything is near to each of us. We are his children, and now this God is commanding all people everywhere to repent. Then he gives them, and us, a great reason to repent. This is the preparation part. He explains, we must repent because God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by Jesus, whom he has appointed. And he proved this will happen because he raised Jesus from the dead. The serious thing the people of Athens needed to prepare for was the coming judgment. This warning also applies to us. Face it, we are guilty. Every one of us has done wrong. We have failed to live up to God's standard. Knowing this and admitting it is the preparation part. Turning to God and accepting the sacrifice of Jesus is the worship. I hope the connection is clear. Our worship comes from a proper understanding of who we are without Christ. We understand our guilt before a holy God, and that leads to a lifetime of service and worship. I think you can see my thought process and where I went with the title of this lesson. It's also a clear reminder to every Christian for why we serve him, and to every non-Christian for why you should live for him. Without more from me, let's hear from Pastor J. Mark and see what he has to say about the rest of today's lesson.
It's a valid observation that all people have the desire to worship something. Down deep in our hearts, we have yearnings for God. We have yearnings for something bigger than ourselves, and we are created that way. When God created Adam, he made him in his image and after his likeness. And I believe that is the reason why we have these longings deep in our hearts to worship. Now, it is too bad that our worship is sometimes directed toward the wrong object. Sometimes we haven't made the proper preparation for worship. You know, some religions go through great ceremonies. They spend long periods of time and go through various forms as they try to cause